Dear friends, more attention has been given to Jesus, more adoration has been given to Jesus, more praise has been given to Jesus, more opposition has been given to Jesus than any other person who's walked this earth. Think about that. Every word of Jesus has been scrutinized, analyzed, ruminated, been looked upon, every word. More so than any king, philosopher, or queen that has ever spoken a word here on this earth. Here's another way to put it. In the 2,000 years since Jesus has lived, I don't think there's been 1 minute in which perhaps millions, thousands of people have not been studying or thinking about the words that he's spoken and thought about what he was saying. That's Jesus. He divides all time, before BC, before Christ, AD. By the way, AD, does anyone know what that means? Anno Domini, in the year of our Lord. It's not after death. Jesus, his birth splits all time. That's why it's really important for us to really nail down an answer for who is this Jesus that gets all this attention? And Matthew's our guide. We read here in our text here from Matthew chapter 1, the genealogy of Jesus. Matthew says, the genealogy of Jesus Christ. Last week we talked about the son of David. Tonight we hear that an answer is the son of Abraham. Abraham was someone who was tested. We read it there in Genesis chapter 22. Jesus was tested too, wasn't he? Now I want you to think about what it's like to be tested. As I think about being tested, I think of a lump in my throat. Can you just feel that lump in your throat? That moment that a test comes into your life. We hear about this test that Abraham got. What a lump in his throat that he had. Abraham, we read, was someone that wanted to have a child. That's the build-up to Genesis chapter 22. Infertile. For many of his adult years. And then when he became the age of 100, I don't know if the text, I didn't say this, but we believe Abraham was 100 years old in Genesis chapter 22. And Sarah was 90 years old. Picture Ethel Post, 90 years old. Having a child, wow. And then at that ripe old age, 100 years, then that's when the child comes and they have this child and his name is Isaac. And at about teenage years, that's what we think, about 13 years old is when this incident happens. And that's when the lump occurs in Abraham's throat. God says this, Abraham, take your one and only son, the one whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah and sacrifice him there. It took 3 days' journey. He had to make preparations. We read about the knife, the fire, and the burnt wood, the donkey, and all those things. It took him 3 days to think about this. What a big lump in the back of his throat. You know, maybe we can relate to maybe Abraham with the tests that we have in life. What are the tests that you're facing in life? You don't have to answer that, but it could be a child born with a disability. Could be a grandmother that's deeply loved, the only one that you have left and has passed away. It could be a whole bunch of things. It could be a father that's been diagnosed with dementia that can't remember anything or anyone anymore. That's a test. It could be a deep, gripping depression that just won't let go of you. It could be a career change or the career really isn't working out the way that you wanted it to go. And that deep lump, you see, can really become more than that. It can develop into that testing that can become bitter. It can become angry. It can become a vengeance, maybe perhaps a way to get revenge and just angerness and eat you up. The testing can do that. But it doesn't have to. Testing can do something else. I want you to picture, for example, the way an eagle can be tested with an enormous windstorm that comes upon an eagle. Maybe you've seen this before. I've seen it once or twice. As I was thinking about this, that windstorm really tries to destroy the eagle as it flies. perhaps moving it over into the side of the cliff, or moving it up and down wildly, or trying to bring the eagle down with a swift wind down into the ground to destroy that eagle. But all of a sudden, the eagle faces the windstorm. It puts its wings out, and all of a sudden, that storm that was out there to destroy the eagle and kill it, it all of a sudden drives the eagle higher up in the air. And all of a sudden, the eagle begins to fly way up high, and boy, does it look majestic and beautiful. The very thing that was trying to destroy the eagle makes the eagle more majestic than anything else. Isn't that the way it works with us as well? That test, that thing that can really give us that lump in our throat, it can actually move us to points in which we have greater conviction and courage in life, where we soar and where we glide. And there is a purpose even for the test. Well, Jesus was tested. We know that. He's the son of Abraham. He was tested, and the thing that attacked Jesus that really wanted to throw him off was the windstorm of death. Isn't that what everyone wanted to do with Jesus? In John 6, they wanted to kill him right away. And then in his death really dealt a big blow to Jesus. We know this. They arrested him. They put him in trial. Then they beat him, flogged him. Then they put him on a cross to die. And after 3 days, he did die. But the gospel message is this: the one thing that tried to destroy Jesus actually became Jesus' greatest strength. He soared after death, didn't he? Like an eagle. He went down to hell, 1 Peter says, and he proclaimed victory to those who were down there. Then he appeared himself to his disciples and believers that were on earth. Then Jesus rose victoriously, and he lives today, and he gives the power over death, the very thing that tried to kill Jesus, death. He has power over that, and it made him soar, and he gives great strength and power to all of us. This is a powerful thing, because by following Jesus, he gives us the ability to conquer everything, conquer death by believing in him. That thing that causes the lump in our throat, it can cause us to soar potentially and do great things. Even tests, sometimes we may not feel like they're going to strengthen us, but boy, they could strengthen somebody else. And I wanted to share a personal story with you about how that happened to me. When I became a pastor, there was a veteran pastor who took me under his wings. His name was Pastor Gene Snow. He was 76 years old, and he was the one who started the church that I was serving, Grace in Jacksonville. And he was a great man. He worked really hard. When I started ministry, I oftentimes said Jesus's, plural. And he'd always call me out, and he said, "It's not Jesus's. Jesus can't be plural, Jeremy." He was a great mentor, always correcting me, always guiding me along, always praying for me, all these sorts of things. That was Gene Snow. And in his last few years, he wanted to mentor a young pastor. Except at 76, he was diagnosed with ALS. And his wife was the organist. And he was so active. In those years that he wanted to spend mentoring and doing some things that he had not been able to do, he was immobile. And he was also not able to sing with his wife that he really enjoyed and wanted to do more of at 76. Gene looked at what happened to him as a test. And he said this to me: "Jeremy, oh, how much God thinks of me. He must think very highly of me to offer this test to me." That was a quote of Gene Snow. He knew that he'd conquered death, but I actually think he thought that his test would also be a way to strengthen others, to show others the way through a difficult challenge. And undoubtedly, I paid attention to every statement, every prayer he offered, every word of wisdom, and still to this day, his wife writes me, always the day after Christmas, receive a letter from Miss Florence. Abraham undoubtedly was strengthened through this test. But how about this? I've never heard anyone say this. Don't you think Isaac was strengthened to see the trust in his father? I'm sure he was a little scared there, having the knife in his father's hand. But what a lesson it was for that son to see a father put his complete trust in God the Father. Jesus was the son of Abraham. Jesus was tested, and he overcame. And we pay attention to him because he gives us the hope to overcome all those lumps in the throat that we have, and we can be strengthened for him. That feeling and the situations that we have of the lump in our throat cannot ruin us because the gift that we're being given this Christmas, Jesus, he's most definitely the son of Abraham, and that's good news for us. Amen. Let's just bow our heads for a second and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of Jesus. We don't think of him oftentimes as one who overcame testing, but he did. We thank you that it wasn't just so that he could look powerful and look magnificent, but he overcame the testing so that we could be strengthened. Lord, I pray for each heart here that we would be strengthened as we follow Jesus, knowing that the tests that we have, each one of us, they can be opportunities to fly and soar and be encouraged for you. May that be the case in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.